This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I don't like that.
No one likes it.
Okay.
Except Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
The good news is they both suck now.
No!
Yes, they're both awful.
My Devontae?
Your Devontae.
Why does he suck now?
He's not good. Because he's playing with a quarterback that sucks. So when you're a good wide receiver and you play with a quarterback who's terrible, there's not much
sure.
you can do.
So why do we keep riding this Aaron Rodgers train?
We don't.
But just like the universe, like the NFL.
Because the universe
is so problematic.
Well, yes. No, he is. I don't like him. And Damien obviously doesn't like, but I think he'll agree with it.
He was, just historically. Yeah.
He's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play.
He was.
Okay, so
he's not anymore.
Joe Montana's not today either, but he's one of the
Joe Montana's not playing football.
Right. True. He is in the show though. Joe Montana.
Yes, he is.
Right. Okay. Yes. You've seen it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I was filling you guys in for something for the first time.
So that's why he's always brought up. But I got more about Devontae though.
Okay, go.
I want to ask you.
Okay.
I thought Devontae came off really bad in the show.
You're kidding.
He looks like an arrogant jackass the entire time.
How many episodes did you watch?
I watched them all.
You did?
Yeah.
And you thought Devontae came off fine?
Yeah. I thought he came off as more just like quiet confidence. Am I thinking about somebody else?
No, you're definitely talking about Devontae.
Yeah. I thought he just came off as like...
He's business.
He's there for business.
The most run clip, I think, from the whole series... Mm-hmm. Was the Devontae Adams clip where he at the, what was the exact line? Something like I got to get out of here before he kills me.
Yeah.
Talking about his quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo,
okay.
Who's notorious for throwing the ball over the middle. When you throw the ball over the middle, you leave your wide receiver wide open to get hit pretty hard. And Devontae was on the receiving end of a couple of those.
What's wrong with him saying that?
There's nothing wrong with saying it.
Okay. Because it's not like he said it to a reporter, right? He said it into a hot mic. Okay,
yeah,
he knew what was going on.
And, you know, he came off. So I came into that series not knowing about his personality at all, right?
Okay.
Just kind of knowing him as a football player, watching him over his career. And I watched him and listened to him. I was like, this guy, he doesn't come off the best.
I did not get that at all. Now, part of it is he did go to Taco Bell headquarters, and I found that to be adorable. How did that happen?
He has a Taco Bell endorsement.
He does. Oh, that's right, because people thought, like, oh, he has a Taco Bell in his house because people are dead.
Right, correct.
Right, okay. So that's how he ended up there, which seems like a fun field trip. Like, if somebody was like, do you want to go to Taco Bell headquarters? I'd be like, damn right I do.
Taco Bell weak nowadays, man. It used to be hot back in the 90s, but Taco Bell trash.
Yeah, but that's because everything was like 37 cents.
Yeah, and the tacos were better.
I don't know about that. I mean, now, when he played with the flu, okay, And he had like one of the best games of his life. And he kept like talking about how Michael Jordan played with the flu. And that was one of his best games of his career. Mm-hmm. It did remind me of someone. It reminded me of myself.
Oh.
Okay. How so?
Okay. I like
some
that.
Of us have the fortitude to muscle through mm-hmm. our work. Okay,
mm-hmm.
with the flu.
Okay.
And I am one of those people
yeah.
because, as we remember,
yeah.
I got very sick
yeah.
the
yeah.
night before we went to Disneyland,
correct.
Which is my work.
Yes.
And I would say I had one of the best performances of my career.
Well,
so,
well, according to some, according to some, you were carrying dead weight around with you, too.
According to one.
Okay.
Come on.
If you want to call me a Devontae Adams, if you want to call me
I'm not calling you Michael Jordan. Oh, okay.
I accept it. That's your choice.
The question would be, did Michael Jordan have Scottie Pippen throwing up 24 hours later? That'd be the true question.
I would guess Devontae had everybody throwing
up. Because I'll point out, I have missed one day
right.
in all of my years on the radio
right.
for work because of sickness. One.
Right.
And it's the one weekend I spend.
Well, you're not a Devontae Adams or a Michael Jordan, I guess.
Oh, apparently.
And
wow.
so,
damn.
I hate to say it out loud.
That's cold.
Called that man Bobby Hanson.
Girl,
don't do
well,
that.
Well, Bobby don't Hanson had a big game six,
did.
As we all yeah. remember. Hit that shot
big
in the corner.
Shot Bob.
All right, Jordan.
Okay, thank you.
No, you're welcome. That's how I'll refer to you from
okay,
now on.
Okay, okay. Amon-Ra.
Okay.
Okay, St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Amon-Ra? Am I not saying that right? Because I feel like it took me 2 days to get to this point.
It feels like you're trying really hard.
I keep thinking like in my head I have to say Amon-Ra and then I can remember. So what is his name? Amon-Ra.
Yeah, you said it different this time. Yes.
What is his name?
I don't know why it sounds so exaggerated when you say it.
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra. Whatever. Okay. Love his relationship with his girlfriend. She is just the sweetest, most beautiful, kind. You can tell she just like loves him for him. Like if he was a UPS driver, she'd still be with him. Like it has nothing to do with the fact that he's in the NFL. She just like loves the hell out of him.
Mm.
One thing that did strike me,
okay.
and I don't know that a lot of people would have noticed this, he has an unfinished garage. And you would think with that kind of money, you'd get somebody in there and be like, you know what? Let's get this finished. Right?
That's perfectly fair, actually.
Okay. That's a good
okay.
point.
That's perfectly fair.
Because I have an unfinished garage.
Yeah.
I don't want to live like these people. I don't want them to live like me. You know?
Well,
I want better.
Given the fact there are three cars parked outside of your garage, it leaves me very concerned as to what might be inside.
That's because the inside is full of decorations.
Wow.
Not surprised
to hear that.
Right.
Did the houses like kind of surprise you? Kind of surprised. Like Justin's house kind of surprised me a little bit.
It, you know, I realized like it depends on what area you live in. Like if you live in the Bay Area, their houses are like, I mean, they're nice,
mm-hmm.
but they're not as big as the houses if you live in like Milwaukee or whatever, because they can have so much more.
But and you're right. But even with that, I thought Justin Jefferson and Anthony Edwards' house were just
Anthony Edwards' house threw me off.
How so?
It wasn't very nice.
Well, so the inside of Anthony Edwards' house compared to the outside of it was very odd.
The inside of his house looked like a frat house or like
a condo.
Bunch, a bunch of guys are like, I don't know, let's all just rent a room and we'll get the cost
down.
That's
how that came up. And Justin Jefferson, it seems to live like in a maybe newer development or whatever. But he they're fine. Like these houses are fine.
Of course.
It's like they're not mansions or anything. They look like regular houses. Like,
right.
You know, D-Lo. Well, no. D-Lo, let's keep him out of this. That ain't even on that level.
My house,
he like looks like my house. Looks like my house. Maybe your house, Katie. D-Lo.
Yeah.
D-Lo look more like what you would think their house is.
Exactly.
You have a lake.
I don't
you
have
live
a lake.
A half a mile from me. So stop it.
Okay. Right, but well, okay, you got me there. I love his parents. I love that his mom is German and like forced him to learn a bunch of different languages.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they're just like hippity hopping all over Europe as kids. Like, you know what, guys? We're going to see the Eiffel Tower. Like, how wonderful. His dad being so, like strict about them working out at such a young age, though, mm-hmm. like did kind of weird me out. Like at 5 years old, they have to start lifting weights. Mm. And I understand if you on the other side of the rainbow, you end up an NFL player. Mm-hmm. But I believe there's four sons and only two of them are NFL players. Mm-hmm. So like I'd be kind of mad at my dad if he was like, sorry, 6 year old, we gotta go do chest press. And then I end up like being an accountant.
You well, shout out to Drew Down and the rest of the accountants out there. They do a great job.
Hey, listen, I'm sure his dad just didn't like, you know, like, guys, get up, we're running a mile.
Yeah, you teach him some discipline. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, the other aspect to that is, like, we don't know if that's why they made the NFL. Like, if
I
he,
don't think
if
it
he,
hurt.
I mean, he could have started lifting weights at 16 and maybe still made the NFL. Like, we don't know. We don't know.
That seems more reasonable, like, to ask a child. Like, it seems unreasonable to ask a child, like, sorry, I know it's Christmas morning, but we have to work out. Like, his dad even said, we missed no days. It didn't matter if it was Easter. It didn't matter if it was Thanksgiving. We were in the gym. We were lifting weights starting at age
five. That's what you need to do if you want to be one of the elite.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, what if you still don't end up as one of the elite?
My aspect to that, my whole outlook to that is, if I don't make it, or if my son doesn't make it, or whatever.
At least you tried.
Yeah, it needs to be because you just weren't good enough. It can't be because you left something on the table.
Okay.
That's the worst. That's what you can't live with. Okay. I can live with not being good enough.
Okay.
I can't live with,
I was
good, but I didn't apply myself.
Yeah.
You know, here. So that's probably where his mindset.
Maybe it was the age five that was throwing me off. You know what I mean? Now, obviously, like I just said, he has his brother who's in the NFL mm-hmm. who's on the Bears. Yes?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I am pretty sure they said his name was Aquarius, but I can't understand their names. What's his brother's name?
Oh, let me.
I don't even remember his brother's name, to be honest with you.
It is, and this is on me for not being able to say that.
It's just a fair question. I don't remember his brother's name.
I mean, they named their son such bold names.
It's Kyle's Equanimous.
Equanimous, that's right.
Kyle would get it. Kyle
that's a lot. That's a big name.
Aquanimous? Yeah, that's a lot.
Amun-Ra.
What's funny? Isn't
it was good.
His dad's
was
name.
Good.
You know what his dad's name is?
Hey, Greg.
It's John. That's a shoot. Dad's name is John.
Common.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of a slap in the face. Your dad's name is John. The fact that they are letting these men play these games so ill is throwing me off because he played with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Now, I understand why he wants to be out there. I'm the Michael Jordan. I get it. I know what it's like to play sick, right? Hand, foot, and mouth disease is so contagious. And, like, I'm sure these guys are, like, accidentally spitting on each other and stuff, right?
Sweating, spitting on it. Yeah.
Right. Like, how many other players got a hand, foot, and mouth disease?
Oh, that's tough. I wish I had a survey.
I'm sorry. They got another brother named Osiris.
Jesse, Osiris? You got anything? Anybody?
Osiris St. Brown?
I don't know.
Osiris along with Equanimous.
We got Osiris.
Yeah. Osiris. So it's Osiris, yeah. Equanimous, Amun-Ra, and John.
The fact that stats there was John.
That's crazy.
Killing me. And that they weren't sure what last name they were gonna give the kids, and they based it off of what's gonna look the best on the back of a jersey. I'm like, that's some foreshadowing.
That's
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is some foreshadowing. Somebody mentioned in the chat, I remember hearing this, they all have Egyptian god names. I remember this because my son just did a project.
Oh, cute.
On... Egyptian gods and all this other stuff. And we had watched Receiver, and he came across the god of Amun-Ra. And he was like, oh, this like St. Brown. So, yeah.
Oh, cute. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Then I guess that makes
sense. Yeah, John was born in Compton. Just for the record. John was born and raised in Compton.
So what difference does that make?
Well, just pointing it out.
Those aren't Compton names.
Aquanimius and Amun-Ra and Osiris are not born in Compton.
Right. Egyptian gods, though.
Right. Name but those might Egyptian be harder gods. Names to pull off in Compton.
You're going to hang out for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. The great. The goat.
We didn't even get to the meat and potatoes.
Oh, yeah. No. Or as TC would say, the bread and the meat. The bread and the meat of the conversation. The great Katie from the wake-up call hangs out with us here on Dealing with Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Wonderful. That's wonderful. All right. We're back. He's a Rams fan.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh, well. All right. That's okay.
That's a problem.
That's okay. The great, the Jordan, if you will, of the building, Katie from the wake-up call is with us. The only way I get any attention in this building is to be on Katie's show. We will be live, which is why we're doing a show together at Sky River Casino. So maybe people in the building will actually come. Well, the wake-up call is there. Let's go.
They came to your thing on Veterans
Day. They did. They absolutely did. We're really thankful for that. We're going to do it again Friday, December 6th, Dealing with Casey, live from 12 to 4. I fail at this part because I try to run the schedule down. We go right into Flashback Friday on 102.5 KSFM. Kings play the Spurs that night. Mm-hmm. The game, 70 TV screens and 32 Bruce Street are going to have Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs up there.
That's right.
And we're not going to have the same outcome we had last time.
No.
We're going to get a different outcome in this
one. We getting that dub this time, man. We ain't playing around with Wimby and all them.
So we're going to go Flashback Friday from 4 to 6, and then the Wake Up Call host, Are You Smarter Than Kevin, from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
So the trivia event that everybody wants to be a part of, Sky River Casino, December 6th. Make your plans to be with us. The private jets, they're fueling up. They're making their way out here. People are flying in for this one. This is the biggest show we've ever done. Please come out to this one Friday, December 6th, Sky River Casino. Katie is giving us her breakdown of Receiver.
Yeah.
And
good stuff too. Some real good stuff.
Thank you.
Who do we have next to talk about?
Debo.
Okay.
Debo.
My whole heart.
Mm.
Do I love me some Debo? I do want to say my first note is if ass was cash, he'd be rich.
I knew she was gonna say something about his ass.
Listen, I'm not dead. You can't not see it. Anyways, moving on. Watching his wife watch him play was so fun.
Mm.
At one point, she said, she got so stretched, she said, I'm about to snatch my wig off. I was like, be my friend. Please, ma'am, be my friend. She is so fun. And they have such a normal relationship. Mm. Like, just watching them. And I know there's cameras in front of them and everything. So maybe people are like, putting it on a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, like, just them sitting on the couch, playing with their son. She's such a good mom. Like, I was just, I like literally want to be her friend. Mm-hmm. Like Debo and his wife, that's the one you want to be friends with.
Mm. Okay.
That's the one. Mm.
So does this happen like in every show that you watch where you're like,
I want to be friends with somebody?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or like, I hate this person.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it can change, which we're going to find on a dime.
Well.
Okay. As a reality TV viewer, I'm allowed to change my mind as often as I want.
Got it.
Right. But I'm never going to change my mind about Debo and his wife. Let's get to George.
Mm.
First, out the gate, one of the things I did like about him, mm-hmm. I like that he's a WWE fan. Mm-hmm. Because WWE is boys' Real Housewives.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like I saw a kinship in him there. And I know he has cut it since, but his hair was atrocious.
Oh, I don't think he has. Has he?
They showed him towards the end with his hair like kind of like almost like a bob.
It's grown back since then.
Oh, yeah. God. It's so stringy. Like, put in extensions. If you're going to have long hair, like, make it thicker or something, or just cut it. It's real bad, you guys. And then it hangs like all sweaty out of his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't look fresh.
It does not look fresh.
Well, I didn't even mean it that way, but it don't look good.
I didn't like that he keeps the balls and his jerseys from all of his games until I saw that Debo keeps some of his balls, and then I felt fine with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Game.
Yeah,
game
you have to watch your game language over here.
I forgot.
It's okay.
You would think on a sports show if I said balls, they
nope,
would,
but doesn't
they don't.
Matter. No,
but
I'm going to need you to stop saying balls.
I will
balls,
stop saying
by the way.
That. I will say footballs.
The game, better.
The okay. Game
better.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
At one point,
even the women in the chatty house are bad with this. By the way,
honestly, I like that kind of girl. I like that kind of girl.
Yeah.
At one point, I thought this was such a strange exchange. Like, a guy who served overseas brought Kittle his, like, fatigues and gave them to Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
I think it's fandom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
like,
what it is.
Like, shouldn't the reverse be happening?
Probably.
Like, shouldn't,
yeah. But,
like, a football player be, like, awarding someone who has served our military. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was so strange.
It's just fandom. I mean, you know what it's like. You have like Uber fans out there. They
right?
just want to give you something. That's
well,
what
yeah.
that guy was.
Okay. Okay.
Just wanted to give him something. Remember me, George.
Okay. I don't think his team likes him at all. I think that they do not want to be his friend.
Okay. Do you want to go to the video?
Go to the video.
Okay, so I...
Now, this is... It's very subtle.
Yes. So I posted this on Twitter and labeled it for show purposes only.
Okay.
This is the video I was sent as part of the presentation today. Here's Debo.
Okay, here's Debo. Mm-hmm. Now, George is trying to talk to him. Debo's walking away. Look at that face. Look at his face. Look at Debo's face. He's like, ugh, please leave me alone. Ugh.
She...
It's subtle.
No, or non-existent.
No.
She's telling me that Debo is rolling his eyes at George Kittle.
That is what I saw.
That's what you see right there.
You say, okay, Kyle says no? You think I'm wrong? Okay, well.
I think you're wrong.
I
don't think the truth matters in this. I think it's funny.
Because he's like, hey, and Debo's
look,
like, uh-uh,
oh, get
uh-uh,
this
bye.
Jackass. Look, he slapped him on the ass and everything. Get
now,
this jackass
yeah.
away from
now,
me.
Now, I will say this about George Kittle, who I love. I love
okay.
Kittle. I think if he wasn't a 49er, I'd probably find him a little irritating.
Okay, yes.
And if I was on that team, I'd like him. I'd want to be his friend, but I'd be like, he talks all the time.
And it feels like sometimes he doesn't really have much to say. And it feels like everybody's trying to not talk to him as much as possible. Now, this does, towards the end when they're getting to the Super Bowl, it seems like they kind of warm up to him a little bit. But we're going to get there. We're not there yet. At one point.
Yeah.
Warm up.
Okay. At one point, Kittle blocks two players at the same time so Debo can score. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody celebrated with Debo. Not one person celebrated with Kittle. He had to celebrate by himself. They hate him.
Well, he's not supposed to be celebrated with him.
Why? He blocked two people at one time so that they could score.
I'm not going to say nobody cares about that. But
no, I know they
care
about that, but they don't care about him.
Well, no. They care, but nobody's going to go celebrate with Kittle.
Because
Debo scored. So I'll put it, we'll reverse it.
Okay.
If Kittle scored and Debo blocked two people, nobody's going to celebrate with Debo.
Okay, but if somebody in basketball has an assist, don't they high-five that guy too?
Kind of.
Okay.
Like if De'Aaron Fox passes to an alley-oop to Derek Williams.
Right.
Derek, they go, oh, Derek, let's go, big dog! And they'll
what
walk away from
Fox. What generation did that play happen in?
No, they're not going to go celebrate with Fox.
Well, you know what? That's too bad. And I don't think that's very nice. Because sometimes...
The guy who helps should be celebrated.
Right.
Okay.
And it was like...
Otherwise, you're hated.
It was... Well, he is.
Well, okay. Well, no. They're acknowledged eventually.
Okay.
Maybe not right away. They're acknowledged. But you get into the film room. I'm sure, hey, George, hey, man, that's a nice block, big dog. I see you, baby.
Okay.
They're acknowledged, but they're not celebrated.
And wouldn't De'Aaron get the point?
Yeah, yeah. Just, hey, good looking, big dog.
Okay.
And he would get the point from Derek Williams,
okay.
Not from Omri Caspi.
Like after our Disneyland interviews. It's good stuff.
Right.
Good point.
Bit, or we high five.
Yeah, we high five. Yeah. This is why I was throwing up 2 days ago.
Right. Now let's get to the real problem with George Kittle.
Oh, okay.
Goodness gracious. My boy George Kittle just getting destroyed.
That awful wife.
Claire, why did you say that about Claire?
Okay, I have a lot of notes about Claire. Okay.
Printed notes.
Right.
We were asked earlier, do you have a printer at your house?
Nobody has a printer at their house.
What are you talking about? Nobody has a printer.
Well, nobody has a printer that works at their house. You got an ink? You got ink in it?
Yeah.
You're rich.
Well,
not rich.
I heard you sit on the court all the time.
No, I don't sit on the court all the time.
They call you courtside Kenny. That's what I heard.
That's some weird moniker they made up.
Girl doesn't even listen to this show, and she knows the rumors just be out there in Sacramento.
That's just some weird moniker.
I heard it on the streets.
Don't listen.
Katie be in these streets,
listen
too.
Listen to me.
Yep.
If there was ever anyone in the streets.
The streets are talking.
Katie be on Fruit Ridge. Okay. Going to Chicago, getting some.
She knows.
Some, what did he have? Ribs?
I don't
Chicago
remember.
Some ribs.
He'll probably call and tell us.
The thing about Claire, and this is what I want to say to her.
Oh, no.
Unless she's listening. In that case, I like her a lot. Hopefully she's not. Nobody tell her I said this, okay? Sweetie, it's not about you, okay? I think it's weird that she goes to every single game.
What?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, imagine, Damien, you're my husband.
Okay.
Okay? You go on a business trip.
Uh-huh.
And I go on every business trip with you. People would think that was weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
They would.
Okay. I don't know. Stay home.
But
take
what
care
if my business trip was to perform and you were coming to watch me perform as like a world renowned singer?
Okay. But I mean, like, you go to perform. I don't know. I just.
If I had a residency in Vegas, would you go to?
I would move to Vegas.
Okay.
Okay. At one point, she said, they're in a hotel room, right? And she said, we've been to Philly a few times, meaning to play, okay? And she's like, we this and we that. No, not we, Claire. George. It turns out I just don't like Kittle because of his wife.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we're really good at. Things are turning around because of that.
I got it.
She is trying to be a Kardashian, like real hard. She uses every game as like a fashion moment. And like, okay, you like fashion. It's really like, look at me fashion. Like at one point she wore jeans that had red feathers coming out of them. You know what? You don't get to be part of this, D'Lo, because you're high fashion. I'm going to talk to you, Kenny, like a normal person.
Okay. Well, okay. See, I just got my normal sweater.
None of the other wives
crazy going on right
dress like this.
Well,
now
there is one that has a contract with the NFL.
Kyle Juszczyk's wife.
For
well,
making clothes.
Juszczyk, well, then she's allowed to.
But
that's
she
her
actually,
job.
The difference is, I think Kyle Juszczyk's wife designs the clothes.
Yes.
She doesn't like go buy something. Like she designs it. Like she makes it.
She
and
makes
she makes
clothes.
It for other people.
Yeah, she probably makes some of
so that's
clothes.
Her job.
Yeah, she, well, I don't know it if it's
turned,
her job.
It turned in, it was a
it's
hobby
turned
that
into
turned
something.
Okay, good
yeah.
for her then.
Yeah.
It's
not the same. I'll say it's, I don't think
I don't think it's the same. Also, Claire always brings this blonde girl with her who always wears like a big round hat, like when you see girls that go to Apple Hill to take their fall pictures that they can post to Instagram.
That's
you,
a thing?
It's for white girls.
Okay.
Okay. That's... You haven't seen that on Instagram?
Like
you wear a tall boot and you're
my...
like, it's fall, y'all. Okay. You're
different,
in the wrong.
Different algorithm, bro. We've got different algorithms.
On my Instagram, they just be talking about Big Mama.
Yeah.
So they talk about them.
Okay. Well, my last note
is there
is,
a black person listening to this who's been to Apple Hill?
I've been to Apple Hill.
How Apple old Hill. Were you?
Well, I took the kids there.
You did?
Yeah, I've been to Apple
was
Hill.
Was it your idea?
Jazz's idea, but I'm familiar with Apple Hill. It is something that you do.
Like, really?
About now, maybe a couple weeks ago.
Can I ask you a question? Do you guys go to the pumpkin patch?
Yes.
Okay.
So you thought black people didn't go to the pumpkin patch?
I texted you and I said there's no black people here.
Well,
is what happened. Okay.
I didn't say it was just all over. We were all over the place.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
We saw a couple and made friends.
Okay. Of course. Because that's what you do when you're at a place like the Pumpkin Patch. You make friends. Like in Rockland, the guy who thought I was Dr. Luke Wood. Like when you're in Rockland, you make friends. Even if they don't know who you are and they think you're somebody else, it's fine.
Now,
perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go to the pumpkin patch if I didn't have kids.
Well, no, because that's gross.
Well, I also
weird.
I probably wouldn't go to Apple Hill if I didn't have kids either.
Right. Have you ever thought about like trying to explain to Apple Hill to somebody who's not from here? Because it's really difficult. You're like, okay, so we're going to drive like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get some cider and like an apple donut. And then they're like, okay, and then what? And you're like,
Alfonso says Apple Hill got all the snacks and follows it up with, plus all the hard ciders are legit.
Right.
The crazy thing is, I don't even like Apple like that. So I go up there and
all Instagram photos.
Yeah, I guess so. They didn't see Instagram.
Get a cute little fitted flannel.
Well, they didn't see Instagram.
Okay.
Did you wear a flannel that day?
Nah. I don't forget what I wore. It wasn't nothing festive, though.
Okay. Yeah. My last note is that, and this is tough, okay? Mm-hmm. And I hope this isn't true, but I do think it is. I think George Kittle loves his wife more than she loves him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm.
Why do you say that?
Remember, this is years and years and years of watching reality television.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a veteran here, a professional.
Jordan. Some would say she's the Jordan of reality television.
Some would say that. Mostly me. vibes.
Okay,
energy. I feel like if he didn't have this job, I don't think she'd be as into him as she pretends to be.
Mm.
Like the other wives give such different energy towards their men. And then her energy is like, I'm here to be seen, not to see him.
Mm.
And those are my notes.
Interesting. Now, one of the things with Claire is, if I was in Claire's position, say my wife Jasmine played in the WNBA.
Okay.
And yeah, I'd be at all the games. I'm courtside.
Would you go to the road games too?
Most of them probably, because I like the games. Now here's one thing. Now you probably know because I think they talked about it. She's an athlete.
She was a college athlete.
She played basketball.
Okay.
So I like the games.
Okay, that's true.
I like the games. So if my wife played in the WNBA, there's nothing nefarious about it. I like going to the games.
Right.
So I don't know if I'd go to all the away games, but I'd go to a lot of them, especially if I got a suite or a court. Like, yeah, I'm there.
Of course you would.
Like, we cooking.
I guess if her energy was different, I would think it was for different reasons.
It's a bunch of different things.
Yeah, like I don't like that it seems like she's there not necessarily for him, but there's a part of it that seems like she is there for herself as well. Mm. Now, maybe that's because they were being filmed. Mm-hmm. That absolutely could be. Mm. Some people, I mean, you'll see this on reality TV. Sometimes the cameras turn on and people turn on.
Mm-hmm.
The best reality stars act like themselves whether the cameras are there or not.
Mm.
So maybe she just isn't that way. Mm. But I don't want to be friends with her.
Oh,
so,
no.
So this is interesting. I went to her Instagram page. Her entire identity is being George Kittle's wife. Like you don't go, who is this lady? Like you see it right away. There's nothing that's not football. Oh, that's an interesting outfit.
Why else is somebody going to pay attention to her unless she's using him for clout?
Well, she
no
still
pictures
might
of her
look
and her girlfriends.
Yeah, at 49ers games.
Right, exactly. Okay, that doesn't seem strange.
With Levi Stadium in the background or whatever it is.
It's not that I'm against, like, always wanting to be with your husband. I feel that. I get that. But there is something about her that is a little bit pick-me about it. And I feel like the Instagram is actually making my point.
Her feather pants are fire, though.
I'm trying
you
to.
You are blind.
You talking about these?
Those are the worst thing I've ever seen.
Show the class. Show
the class. He's fire. I like those.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
I'm looking to see if there's, I mean, I guess they've been together a long time.
They've been together since college.
Yeah.
So they've been together since college, and George was not an NFL lock.
Okay.
Like, he was, he's...
That helps. That helps.
He barely, like, and so when he was in college, it was like, yeah, he might make the NFL.
Okay.
Like, maybe.
They got married in 2021.
And then if he
did, like,
he might not be there that long or whatever.
Okay.
But...
That does help. That helps me.
It helps her.
It does. Sometimes you need more. And like I said, reality TV viewers, you can change your mind on a dime. So that does help me. Makes me like her a little bit more. I wish she'd just tone it down a little bit.
I like the way she dressed, though. I think she's got good fashion sense. I like
everyone's. Oh,
she
my God.
Style.
Okay. For the, I think it was Super Bowl, she wore... This is just too much.
I've got to go.
She wore
do the research, no.
Silver pants.
Yeah, I didn't really like that.
A silver jacket and a silver, basically, bikini top. I mean, no, it was like it was a bikini top.
Okay.
And that's what she wore to her husband's work.
Okay. Well, okay, wait a second.
Is that...
It's not like she showed up like at the office and was like, hi, honey, you want to... get coffee.
She took the jacket off. At one point, she was just wearing a bikini top.
Is that frowned upon? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. It's not my favorite outfit, but
it feels like
it's
a bit
okay.
much.
It looks like aluminum, first
yes,
of all. It looks
yeah.
less silver and more aluminum. and she might have gotten paid for it. She did get paid for it.
Okay, go on.
Because Steve Madden is tagged in it, and so is hashtag ad.
There you go.
She was paid to wear that.
Okay, that helps.
We're working through all of your issues with Claire Kittle here.
You know what? She seems like a great gal.
That's terrific. Absolutely terrific. I wonder how many of these outfits she gets paid for.
Well, now you're changing everything.
Well, she gets paid.
I don't know if she got paid. Did you say those feather pants were fire?
I liked them. I like the outfit.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Here's another one. I guess you might have got paid by Gatorade. Game day made better with at Gatorade. Well, it doesn't say ad, so maybe not. But
although,
hydration boosters,
why would you post that? Yeah, why would
bling.
You post that if you're not getting paid?
Sometimes Gatorade. You can just forget to put the hashtag. That's all it is.
I think we all stopped doing that a long time ago.
Like, y'all really trying to regulate us? Like, all right, dog.
Here's another one from ShopBop. Ad.
Okay, so maybe she's at the games because this is part of her job.
Maybe she's working. Maybe.
I love a working woman.
And that might be what she is.
You know what? I respect.
You take it back?
Some of it.
Okay. So as I look now, there's a shop. I don't know what it stands for. Shop LTK.
Mm.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's probably no. Okay.
She has a Claire Amazon shop.
I feel like anybody can make that, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never heard of it. So I don't know.
All right. Well, listen.
I'm not sure that we fully have gotten
I like Claire, man. I some of the things you say, I can see it. Some of them I'm like, nah.
I'm sure people are going to be like, she's just jealous.
Well, no. Because you're not jealous of Depot's.
No, I love her.
Yeah, it's just an objective observation of what you saw.
It's just too much.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You want to have some fun before you go?
Uh-oh. Yeah. What?
You see that little ice cream cup next to you?
Oh, let go.
What are
let
we go. Doing?
Bringing back the Black No Name movie game, baby. Huh?
Let go.
You can do it. You got this. Come on. You've got this. Go ahead. Just pull a couple of names out of there.
Okay.
The Black No Name movie game.
Okay.
You want to explain the rules?
Man. Let's see how I
do. You have a way that you do it that's
yes.
very special.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses from the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
I'm not that good at this game. I like doing it.
No, we know.
Yeah, I enjoy the game. I'm not that good at it. It's like golf.
That's
not
fine.
Good at golf.
That's fine.
Like,
okay. Do you mind turning the bed down because my ears are very sensitive?
Oh, poor
I don't
thing.
Like loud noise. Sorry, guys.
Right,
I'm a delicate little flower.
We got a minute?
Okay.
45 seconds. 45
ready?
Seconds. Let me know. When the music drops. Are we ready?
Come on. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. If somebody wants you to behave yourself, you need to opposite of wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Just right?
No.
I think I know it.
Okay, what?
Do the right thing.
I was thinking of the common.
Okay.
Oh, the Queen Latifah movie.
Okay. This, I might have this wrong, but I think it's a movie about cheer, and like this white cheer team has to compete against a black cheer team.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Oh, that's the wrong movie.
Okay. Oh, dear God.
Stomp the Yard.
Okay.
Wait. What's the movie in your hand?
Set It Off.
Oh, no. That movie's about a bank robbery. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Not our finest.
Okay. Can I go again?
Okay. We're gonna try again. We got time.
Okay. Right. Another way to say you are a bad person to the community.
I wrote these and don't know.
Okay. I really feel like what I'm saying makes sense. You are a bad person to the community.
Menace to society.
Menace to society. Okay. this is where you go get your hair done. Boys.
Barbershop.
Yes. Okay. This is when you get married, the guy that stands next to you.
Man.
Very good. Okay. Where you go when you go to somebody.
Go ahead, finish,
go ahead,
it.
Finish it.
Okay. When you go to someone's domicile to have a soiree.
I don't
know. Toi?
House party.
Okay. All right.
Who know about, what y'all know about Toi? I was disappointed in that movie.
Set It Off.
Oh, that's my favorite cheer movie. Yeah, that's going on the internet.
Okay.
Jordan.
Yes.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Katie from the Wake Up Call. Thanks for spending an hour with us.
Thank you, guys.
December 6th, Are You Smarter Than Kevin? Live at Sky River Casino, 32 Bruce Street. Make your plans to be with us. Their show starts at 6 o'clock. Of course, Dealing with Casey. We start at 12. So, again, make your plans to be with us. Mm-hmm. December 6th, Sky River Casino. We'll be back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Thanks again to Katie from the Wake Up Call for joining us. She came straight from her training over at MAP Training in Granite Bay. And you can use a lot of their resources just by going to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can book your free nutritionist consultation. You can use the macro calculator that's right there. Or you can get your supplements. You can get the Katie stack or the D-Lo stack over at maptrition.com. The BCAAs, the strength enhancers, the fat burners, the cravings crushers, the greens powders, they are all there. The sleep enhancers, which I've been needing a lot lately, they are there for you. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Congratulations, Lori Emma.
Yeah.
Became the winningest coach in Division I history yesterday, 1,217 wins. It was always going to be a race to who was going to retire first, him or Tara. And Tara decided to step away. Of course, she was the leader prior to her retirement, and it wasn't going to be long before Gino caught her, which happened yesterday. Pretty cool scene with Diana and Maya and Birdie. And
that picture, did you see that picture that was floating around?
I did, with the three of them next to each other.
Yeah, with the three under them. That's crazy right there. That's crazy.
He's done a lot for the women's game. He can be an ass, but all of my interactions have been pleasant with him. The only person, he's funny because he beat Tennessee a lot, you know, like Pat really helped his rivalry, but he beat Tennessee like in those games that mattered. Mm-hmm. And he would tell Kara, like, you know, we be standing around, the only person, they'd be standing around having to, oh, we beat your ass. And he'd bump like one of his players. Well, this time he we beat your ass. Sips his wine, huh? And it's Diana. Diana's like, Gino, get out of here. Dude, that was like 10 years ago, dude. Get out of here. Literally tells him, go away. Go away. Fiercely competitive. But I'll always appreciate Gino because when Pat announced that she was ill and was launching the Pat Summit Foundation, he was the first person to donate. And his donation was large. Mm. I don't think it was ever disclosed what it was, but it was a very large sum of money. Mm. And so shout out to Gino for that, man. Hell of a coach. Did a ton for the women's game.
Yeah, man. Incredible coach. One of the great coaches in the history of sports. You know, like I said, I know him just from what I see on TV and everything. And I can understand how he could come off a certain way. But I also see a guy that, like you mentioned, is just unbelievably competitive. He was the one that started UConn, right? Like,
yeah,
how we know him.
Yeah,
like,
he built that program, yeah, from scratch.
Something like that. Like, you getting it out the mud. You have to be that type of way to build that program and to keep it to where it was. So I understand it. But you know, a lot of the times I don't know what these are, like press conferences or whatever, they come across like, you know, Instagram or something like that. And the things that he says, I really relate to, like, are just like as a talking about young athletes, like what you need to do to make it to a certain level or to be the certain player that you want to be and all this other stuff. And I find myself every time I see something from him say, yeah, he's spot on. Let me send this to my son so he can see, you know what I mean? And yeah, just one of the great coaches, obviously, in the history of women's basketball and basketball, but in all the sports. You know, an absolute legend. Congrats to him.
Congrats to him indeed. Mark Davis has agreed to sell 15% of the Raiders to two different investors, selling 7.5% to each of them. This comes on the heels after he already sold 10% to three different investors, one of which included Tom Brady. There's interesting notes in the I don't know what to call it, but like provisions as an owner, to where the percentage that you have to own to be the majority decision maker, it's like as low as like 1%.
Really?
Yeah. That who actually owns the stock and the equity, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It can be really low if you've been a owner for a certain amount of time.
Gotcha.
And obviously Mark, I think, has been the owner since 2011 when Al passed away.
Sounds about right, yeah.
And the Raiders were valued at, I guess they're at $7.8 billion.
I wonder,
so he's making a nice little chunk of change selling off pieces of the franchise.
Yeah, I wonder why he would do that. Wonder why he would do that.
I assume to have liquid assets. Yeah. Because I've always joked, I don't think Mark Davis has money. Yeah. Like, Mark has like Jerry has money everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like he had money before the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Most owners have money before owning a franchise. Right. They buy the franchise for fun.
Right.
They don't buy the franchise for business. Mark's business is the Raiders. And so I don't know. I'm not trying to be funny. I don't think he has money anywhere else. So this allows him, I'm assuming, probably hundreds of millions of dollars of assets, of money he can use. Jesse?
There was a report in May that Stephen Ross turned down $10 billion for the Dolphins. Do you think the Raiders could be more than that?
Well,
I think they could rival $10 billion.
So that's the funny thing about these valuations, right? If the valuation of the Las Vegas Raiders is $7.8 billion, that's what the sum of what you're buying could be worth. Mm-hmm. What's somebody going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Right.
And so if someone is paying $10 billion for the Miami Dolphins, yeah, someone will pay $10 billion for the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And to be honest with you, The thing about that, like, if I was an owner of a franchise, NFL franchise, you can evaluate it whatever you want. I ain't never selling. For what?
Yeah, right.
For what?
Well, from Mark's standpoint, I don't know this. Does Mark have kids?
I don't know.
I don't think that he does, but I don't know. I know there was a unfortunate lawsuit.
Wow.
Which I don't even know if that was real.
He doesn't. And let me tell you, that Google search pops up quicker than you can type it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he doesn't. Mm. I mean, he has the Raiders and he has the Aces.
Yeah. So that's it. Depending on how things go, I mean, it could be leaving the Davis family when he passes on. And Tom Brady will take sole ownership.
Well, and that's why. But you ask, like, why I never sell it? Maybe that's why. If you're Mark Davis, you do, because
mm-hmm.
you're not handing it down to anybody,
right?
And I mean, I know Mark Davis is the, you know, butt of a lot of jokes, but he can't be that bad of an owner. Yeah, I mean, when your franchise is worth that much. You can't be that bad.
Well,
I have to imagine. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No,
I can't imagine that Vegas. I can't imagine that Vegas wasn't a huge part in that.
100%. And that's I would have this conversation with people a lot when Jed York was at his lowest with the 49ers, Chip Kelly years, and you know people would always talk about he's a bad owner and all this other stuff, and. I I'm a fan just like everybody else, so I'm not trying to talk down to anybody, but like that's fan talk. He's owning that company to make money.
Mm-hmm.
He's making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a good owner. Now you could make the argument the system is already in place in professional sports and the NFL and all this other stuff, so he doesn't have to do much. Yeah, just because he's successful monetarily doesn't mean he's smart or intelligent,
mm-hmm.
but he's good at what he's doing. Like he's not losing the money. So yeah, there's two different conversations. Is he putting together a winning franchise on the field? No, but as an owner of a franchise and to make money and make sure that things continue to go the way they're supposed to, he's successful. He's 100%, and a lot of these moves, and I hate to say it because I know Roddy's in here, and Dr. David, I ain't trying to disrespect my Oakland people or Oakland Raider fans, but he saw that move and made that move to Vegas. That made him his money.
He did make money. I don't know how much of that was Mark Davis.
Well, they had, you know, there was somebody.
I think there were powerful influences.
Yeah, they was moving some pieces around. Yeah.
And the fact that you're not taking this opportunity to get on my nerves is amazing. But I don't think it was just Jerry. I think there was Stan Kroenke. I think was behind it. Like
Roger.
I think
Roger as well.
Well, I'm sure, but like the idea that the Raiders didn't wind up in Los Angeles when all of that move was happening was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I understand Vegas because Vegas and the Raiders work,
mm-hmm.
but. I think the joke has always been the Raiders are the most popular team in Los Angeles.